Part 9.
Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Chapter 3, Number
1. Sam Deva Svabhato Pavarlitam. Pratyah Kimtan Apidharma Rajaha. Evam Hatagyo Vihatan Murarehe. Naideshikairjasy vase janayam.
Number 2.
Kutascha narse srutapurvayasi. Etam mune vrishchati loka shansayam. Nahi tvadanya iti me vinishchitam. Parikshit ne pusha.
Maharaj Parikshit asked.
Nishamya sunka.
After hearing.
Devaha.
Lord Yamaraj.
Swabhatok varnitam.
The statements of his own servants.
Pratyaha
replied.
Kim, kya,
what?
Tan,
unto them.
Api, jo,
also.
Dharmarajaha.
Yamaraj, the superintendent of death. In this way.
Vatagyaha.
Whose order was foiled,
Vihatan, aur inke dut bhi,
and who were defeated,
Murare hai, Murari ke, Bhagwan Vishnu ke, Naideshikai hi,
by the order carriers of Murari, Krishna.
Jasya,
of whom?
Vashe,
under the subjugation.
Sampurna janata. Ayam, ya.
All the people of the world. Think Parikshit said. Maharaj Parikshit said, O my Lord, Sukadev Goswami, Yamaraj is a controller of all living entities in terms of their religious and irreligious activities, but his order had been foiled. When his servants, the Yamadutas, informed him of their defeat by the Vishnudutas, who had stopped them from arresting Ajamil, what did he reply? Actually, Vishnudutas actually in one way had killed Yamadutas. This whole world is under Yamaraj. Sukadev Goswami said this. When the Vishnu Dutas were telling the glories of the holy name, and baffled the Yamadutas, so they felt that they were killed, and Vihat means Hatan means to kill. It is not just that one can be killed by a weapon. To kill one by words hurts more than to kill one by a bullet, it is said. A person shot by a bullet goes to sleep and he can be cured with some medicine, but one who is killed by words, he's tortured day and night. And Yamaraj became Hatagya. Hatagya means whose order was foiled. Till this day it was never heard that what Yamaraj order gives order can be foiled. So when the Yamadutas went to Yamaraj and said, told this story, now Parikshit Maharaj wants to know what did Yamaraj say when he found that his order was foiled. Kindly explain the reasons. Actually, Maharaj Parikshit, he knows the glories of the Lord, but by making Shukadev Goswami speak more on the glories, he wanted to spread the glories of the holy name even more. So in this world, everybody is under the control of Yamaraj. There is no one who will not be under his control. Everyone has to die one day. Is there anybody who can fail the law of Yamaraj? So, if that person like Yamaraj, his order becomes baffled, then it has to be thought about. Suppose Sukadev Goswami says, why are you asking this? He's saying, O great sage, you can see past, present and future. You know, I have never heard, Kutascha, never heard. That Yamaraj's punishment that has been fixed can be broken. It's the first time I'm hearing. Yamasya devasya na dand bhangaha. Kutascha narse sruta purva asit. I have never heard. Hey Rishi. Therefore I think that people will have doubts about this and that no one but you can eradicate these doubts. Since that is my firm conviction, kindly explain the reasons for these events. Actually, Yamaraj is supreme judge. Actually, anyone who is next to the Supreme Lord in giving punishment is Yamaraj. The Lord has his own judge, who to give death sentence, who to give what kind of punishment. The Supreme Lord has his judge, Yamaraj. But these days, the judges in the courtrooms, those who are not honest, one day they will also be punished by Yamaraj, the Supreme Judge. Their hands will be tied behind their back and these judges will have a noose around their neck and they will be dragged to the hellish planets for misjudging the general public. Of course, if one is a good judge, he will not be taken to the hellish planet. But those who lie and take sides, they will be punished. It has never been heard that Yamaraj's orders are baffled. Along with me, all these 88,000 rishis are all in doubt. Please, can you please remove this doubt? Without, except for you, my dear Guru Maharaj, nobody else can remove this doubt. What did Yamaraj say when he heard of this talk by the Yamaduta? Sri Shuka Uvaja, number 3.
Patim vidyataya masur yamam sanyamani patim.
Sukadev Goswami speaks like this. He says, "Hey King, O Maharaj Parikshit,
Bhagavat Purushai Bhagavan ke purushon dwara yamya yamaraj ke agni pratihat udyama. Pratihat udyama.
In this way, my dear King, the yamya means the persons of yam, when they went to their master of Samyamani Puri to tell of this incident, and they explained fully. First of all, immediately they went to Yamaraj. Usually they will offer full obeisances, but this time they were so upset, they didn't even offer obeisances. When a person is very disturbed, he does not understand what to do. He forgets that he should offer pranams. Yamaraj said, "What is the matter?" He could understand something is wrong. And all three spoke together. And they had decided on the way that they will speak like this. They said, "Today we all would have been killed. And then who would take care of our wife and children?" They were very upset. They said, "Four people came and they would have killed us. So," they said, "our dear Lord, please tell us." So they were on the way deciding like this. So as soon as they saw Yamaraj, without offering obeisances. Number 4.
Hey Prabhu,
Hey Swami. Tell us first of all, my dear Lord, first of all tell us, how many controllers or rulers are there in this world? We thought apart from you there was no other Ishwar. But today another Ishwar has been proved. And they release Ajamil. Kati santihi shastaro. Jiv lokasya sastaram. How many in this material world, how many controllers? Shasta means to give sashan, to control, to give punishment. So how many are there? People commit three kinds of activities. Sins, piety, and in between. So, how many controllers are there in this world to decide the punishment? You tell us. This is a very good question. How many Ishwaras are there? Ishwar is only one. Yamaraj is not an Ishwar. Ishwar is only the Supreme Lord. But in front of them there is a challenge, so they are asking their master. So how many lords are there? If a servant cannot carry out the orders of his spiritual master without being defeated, Then what is the use of serving such a powerless master? Yamadutas had been defeated, and they find that their master could not protect them. So they're asking, what is the use of serving such a powerless master? They were almost in great anger. So Yamaraj is asking, Kim Apatti? So what is your problem? What do you want to know? What happened? Number 5 sloka. If in this universe there are many rulers and justices who disagree about punishment and reward, they may contradict each other. So whose orders will be followed? Somebody will say, take this person to hell, and somebody will say, take this person to heaven. So whose order should we follow? Suppose there are too many, if there are too many rulers, this will be a problem for us. The lower court's decision, higher court breaks. And higher court's decision, Supreme Court breaks. So, if everyone has the same power, then kasya syatam nava mrityu mritaveva cha. So who will be punished and who will be rewarded? So whose order will remain? They are questioning. Number 6. So if Yamaraj says, Yamaraj says there are many different karmis and workers, so there may be many different judges. So Yamaduta said, they're continuing. So maybe because there's so many karmis and workers, there may be so many judges. There must be one supreme controller to guide all the other judges. Just as one central emperor controls different departmental rulers. We are very confused. So please tell us very, very clearly, who is the supreme? So in this way, when the Vishnu Dutas asked who is the supreme, then Yamaraj became very amazed of this question. He is the supreme jnani. He knew immediately something must have happened. As soon as he heard from Vishnu Dutas who is the supreme, Yamaraj, being a great devotee, he immediately started to meditate on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Sukadeva Goswami says, just now, Yamaraj said, what do you think, how many Ishwaras are there? Number 7. They said, my dear Lord, up till today, we thought the supreme judge are you, and you have the jurisdiction over even the demigods. And we thought that you were the master of all living entities, the supreme authority who discriminates between sinful and pious activities of all human beings. We thought only you were the supreme authority. And even to this moment, we know. Now, what happened today? They're asking. They're saying, whatever decision you make, from today on, it does not work. You have been finished. Your sashan does not make sense in this world anymore. And Yamaraj is surprised, what happened today? Tasyate vihito dando, number 8. Na loke vartune vartute dhuna. They're saying, but now somebody else's order is being ordained. Your authority is no longer effective. Since your order has been transgressed, chatur bhi adbhute, they are four adbhut, wonderful persons. Adbhute, siddhay ragya, they were so beautiful. There were four of them. And they were very effulgent. And they broke your order. Which order? What happened? So they say, number 9, Niyamanam Tavadesha. Slok number 9. On your order, we were bringing the most sinful Ajamil here to the hellish planet. We had even put ropes, tied the knots on his heart. On your order, we were bringing him to these places. Vemo chayam pap kinam. Those persons, they made us broke the knots of the rope. Pat kinam chitva. Not just that, they broke your rope into many pieces. Pashan prasayate. By force, they took the ropes off his heart and they broke into many pieces. They're so angry. We would have died right there and then. We had to run away. By force, they did this. Even till now, Yamaraj didn't really understand. He said, after all, what happened? Who came? What? Why did they release him? Then, number 10, shloka. First, Yamadutas are asking, we want to hear from you. You are our Lord. We want to hear from you. Who were those four people? We want to know. Unless you bring those four persons in your presence and you punish them, we will not work for a measly insect like you. They talk like this. You must immediately call them here and you must punish them. They released that sinful Ajamil and we had to run for our life. What would have happened if we had died? Who would have taken care of our family? Tamste vedutam ichchamo. Number 10. If you know about them, please you tell us. Who were those four people? If you think we are able to understand them, kindly describe. But what happened, he says, the four Yamadutas said, Narayane iti bihate. They said, as soon as this Narayan said Narayan, they appeared and they said, Ma bhairiti, do not fear, do not fear, they said to this sinful person. As soon as Yamaraj heard the name Narayan, he could understand. As soon as he heard the name Narayan, he could understand. Badara Narayan Uvacha, Shukadev Goswami said, number 11. Devaha, Devaha means one who is worshipable, the demigod Yamaraj. Praja Samyanaha, Yamaha. He is the one who controls the living entities. When they asked him in this way, he became Prita. He became very pleased. Sukadev Goswami said that Yamaraj became very pleased. He did not become angry or upset that his order was foiled and his servants were defeated. And in this way, he spoke to Yamadutas, remembering the lotus feet of Hari. Smaran Padambhujam Hare. He spoke while meditating on the lotus feet of Hari. This kind of Mahabhagavat Yamaraj has no difficulty in saying who is the supreme. In this world, the speakers or the worshipable person, spiritual masters so-called, they have a hard time answering such questions. In fact, some of them do not even know that who is the supreme. Sometimes they say, this, I am God, you are God. If you have to go somewhere and someone says, take this path, someone says, take that path, and he says, he gets confused. It is our duty to find which is the right path. Not that he says, oh, I'll find my own way. No. One should find from authority who is the right, who is the supreme. Not that they say, somebody says he is God, somebody says this one's God, somebody says everybody is God, somebody says you are God, and somebody makes his own philosophy. This is happening in this world. If you're taking a car somewhere and four people give four directions, would you make your own fifth direction? You'll stand there and you'll decide which one is the right. You will find why everyone is saying different and you will try to find the right way. There's so many kupas, means the wrong direction-giving societies, that actually people are not giving the proper Sanatan Gyan as to who is the supreme. And if you tell somebody you should chant the holy name of Lord Vishnu, they will say, oh no, my Guru Maharaj said to chant something else. He was telling me to do Dhyan. He was telling me to meditate. So they talk like this. But when Yamaraj was asked, they're actually asking in a situation. Yamaraj has to make it clear. So he became very pleased. He's a Mahajan. Ishwar Padambhujam Hare. Being a great devotee, this goes to show that Yamaraj is remembering a very beautiful form of Lord Hari, beautiful form of the Supreme. those who say that the Supreme has no hands, no feet, no form, this kind of talk is going on, and this kind of people are number one, agyani, the most ignorant fools. Yamaraj knows completely the Supreme Lord, and he says, Yama Uvacha, number 12, with a happy heart. Continuously, in four shlokas, Dharmaraj is giving description of the Supreme Lord. Please hear very attentively. These are Sanskrit shlokas, but they are very easy to understand. Paro madanyo mat anya paraha means above me, above all the other demigods, including Chandra and Indra, my dear sons, I am not the Supreme. You have accepted me, but I am not the Supreme. Supreme Lord is above me, above all the demigods. He is Jagata Tastha. He is the Ishwar of Char and Achar, of all the Jivas. He is the Ishwara of all the Jivas. And me, I am not everyone's Ishwara. I am only of human beings, and all those that also of sinful. And I am not even an Ishwara. I am only in my position. Temporarily, I am the controller of the sinful persons. I am not the Supreme. Otam protam patvatra vishwam. He says, the whole Vishwa world creation is in that Lord in the same way as in big as he's like the two threads that form the length and breadth of a woven cloth. Otam protam patvatra vishwam. The whole world is like the two threads in which the whole world is woven. He has created, he is maintaining, and he is destroying. He is the controller. Yadansh tosya, his ansh is Shiva, and his ansha of his ansha are Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, who are in charge of creation, maintenance and annihilation. And all these personalities are controlled by him, just as a bull is controlled by a rope in his nose. Nasi otavad, that means in the nose. In the nose, there is a rope. Any person can control the bull by controlling this rope. So all the demigods are controlled by this Supreme Lord, Vishnu, just as a bull is controlled by a rope in his nose. Number 13. Badhanati tantra mi vadam virgaha jasmai balim taime nam karma nibandha baddha shakita vahanti. Yamaraj says, the Lord, Supreme Lord, by his Vedvani, by his words of the Vedas, which sets forth the names and activities of the distinct orders of human society. This is called Brahmana, this is Kshatriya, this is demigod, this is cow. He's given names and he has everybody in the Vedas, in the order of the Vedas. We should remember that this is he's talking about the great personalities. All demigods are under him. This Supreme Lord has said like this, that in fear, the member of these orders all worship the Supreme Lord. Yamaraj says, all worship the Supreme Lord by offering him presentations according to their respective activities. I was here in the West, and somebody rang me from India, and he said, Maharaj, it is so hot here that it seems that the living entities called mosquitoes are totally vanquished. In this way, we're even under the control of the sun planet, who is a servant of the Lord. It was so hot that even the mosquitoes all died. That means so much is dependent on the sun rays of the sun god. So the whole world is under the control of the sun planet. But the sun planet himself, he's under the control of the Supreme Lord. Somebody may say I am not in control of the Supreme Lord. I am in the control of Deviji or the sun god. But in the end, you are in control of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, because all the demigods are under the control of the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Sometimes we see that many bulls are working together, and one rope is tied through all of their noses to control all of them with one rope. So when the crops are ready, they are mashed with the feet of so many bulls that work together. And so Brahma, etc., they're controlled by big fat ropes, and even they have to die. So all of us are under the control of the demigods, who are in control of the Supreme Lord. And then Yamaraj says, even us, he says, even us, the demigods, even we cannot understand the activities of the Supreme Lord, starting with I, Yamaraj, Indra, King of Heaven, etc. Why he is saying his own name in the front? Not because he thinks he is the greatest, but to impress upon his servants, because they think that he is the Supreme. So he is saying that number 15.
Anni chaye vishwa srijo maresha bhrigva dayos prishta rajas tamaskaha jasse hitamna vidus prishta mayaha sattva pradhana yapi kim tatamya.
One should tolerate these long shlokas, because if somebody is reading the Sanskrit shlokas, we should hear with attention, because our speaking is based on these shlokas, even though they seem very long. And so Yamaraj is saying, he is giving the list of all these demigods, starting with I, Yamaraj, Indra, Niti, Varuna, Chandra, Agni, Lord Shiva, Pavan, Brahma, Surya, Vishvasu, the eight Vasus, Sadhyas, Maruts, Rudras, Siddhas, and Marichis, and all other great rishis engaged in maintaining the departmental affairs of the universe, as well as the best of the demigods headed by Brihaspati, and the great sages headed by Bhrigu, are all certainly freed from the influence of the two base material modes of nature, namely passion and ignorance. Nevertheless, although we are in the mode of goodness, we cannot understand activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What then is to be said of others who, under illusion, merely speculate to know God? Even we don't know, we cannot understand. We are all pradhan, we are all leaders, and even we cannot understand so much about the activities of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then what to speak of others, the humans, who are in illusion, mode of ignorance? How can they know, merely speculate to know God? One thing, we cannot understand the Lord so much because we are controlled by Maya. Secondly, the Supreme Lord cannot be understood by our material senses. He is saying, Yamaraj is saying, even though we are demigods, but we are still in the mode of goodness. Next sloka. Number 16. Dharmaraj says, as the different limbs of the body cannot see the eyes, the living entities cannot see the Supreme Lord, who is situated in the super soul and everyone's heart, not by senses, not by mind, not by life air, not by thoughts within the heart, or by the vibration of words, can the living entities ascertain the real situation of Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is so close to everyone's soul, in everyone's heart. In the Bhagavad Gita, again and again, he said that he is in everyone's heart. Sant Matmanam. Because he is in our heart, we have our consciousness. The soul is in the body. But this ignorance jeev, nobody knows, nobody is able to see that he is in the heart. He is right there. He gives everybody vision, gyan. He gives everybody and yet the living entities cannot see. Just as the eyes see the things, but the things, they cannot see the eyes. Just like I'm seeing this book, but this book is not able to see my eyes. Isn't it? Through the eyes we see everything, that this is this thing, this is that thing. But the things cannot see the eyes.
देखा गया और प्रमाता कार्य देखने वाला
So, since birth, the eyes have seen so many things, but those things have never seen the eye. So, the Lord who has given birth to this world, given the power to see, hear, knowledge, who has made the whole world, we cannot see Him. Just like eyes can see everything, but everything cannot see the eye. So, the Supreme Lord is there in our heart seeing everything, and yet, although He is in our heart right next to us, we cannot see Him. In this way, Yamaraj is trying to explain to Yamadutas. He is trying to describe the Supreme Lord's Swarup, how He is everywhere and how He is controlling everything and how beautiful He is. So, Yamadutta said, okay, so we accept that apart from you, there is another controller higher than you that you are describing. But then who were those four people? First you tell us that. We need to know about them. Who are they? Now we understand that apart from this, there is somebody higher. But we have nothing to do with this. We want to know who those four people were. They took away the sinful Ajamil. You should have a reaction towards them. You should do something about them to punish them. This is what we want to know. Who are they? Yamaraj said, please hear carefully. This is what I am trying to tell you who they are. Number 17. The Supreme Personality is self-sufficient. He is Sarvatra, He is independent. He is Hari. He takes away the miseries of His devotees. He is the master of everyone and everything. He has His form, qualities and features. He is very beautiful. He takes away our hearts. That's why He is called Hari. He is Mayapati. He is even the Lord of Shiva and Brahma. He is Par, He is Upper, He is Beyond. He is even the Pati of Maya Devi. His body is transcendental. Tasya Duta, his Duta, they wander within this world. Of such a Supreme Personality of Godhead, His Dutas, they wander within this world with full independence, and they are as beautiful as the Supreme Lord Vishnu Himself. Prayena Duta Iha Vai Manohara. They Manohar Charanti. They wander. Tad Rupa Guna Swabhava. And their Rupa and Guna and Swabhava nature is just like that of the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Bhagavat Rupa, Bhagavat Gun and Bhagavat Swabhava. This is that of their Vishnu Dutas. So by seeing the Vishnu Dutas, all of you can imagine what Lord Vishnu must look like. Here, Yamaraj has given a very clear description of the Supreme Lord. And the speakers these days, the religious leaders, if you ask them who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and what He looks like, they will say, they say quiet and close their eyes, and this is Lord. He's so great, we cannot say anything about Him. They say like this. The Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is so great, and he is beyond our understanding, that we cannot say anything about Him. And if anything that can be said, it can be said that I am His avatar. This is going on. This is all I can describe. This is, but when Yamadutas asked about Vishnu Dutas, first Yamaraj described about the beauty and glories of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, and then he said that Vishnu Dutas look and have their nature and gunas just like Vishnu, and they always wander. Why are they wandering? What is the reason? Dharmaraj says, number 18. Here, Yamaraj says, Vishnu Bhutani Surapujitani. The orders of carriers of Lord Vishnu, they're so great that they're worshipped even by the demigods. What these humans on the earth planet know how to worship the Vaishnavas? Even the demigods, they worship the Vaishnavas, like me and Brahma and Shiva, etc. They are pujitaha by devatas. Their darshan is very durlabh, means they are rarely to be seen. You are so fortunate, you have darshan of Vishnu Dutas. Why they wander? Durdarsh lingani. Their swarup is Durdarsh, means their darshan is very durlabh. And why do they wander? You asked, why they wander? The Vishnu Dutas wander around to protect the devotees of the Lord from the hands of their enemies. From who? From hands of enemies, from envious persons, and even from my jurisdiction, and as well as from natural disturbances. This is the reason Vishnu Dutas are always wandering around. It is such a wonderful thing to understand for us devotees, that we are saying the names of Krishna. Krishna naturally is paying attention to us, but not just Him, but Vishnu Dutas are also paying attention to us and always standing by, wandering around, when to protect us from what? Did Ajamil know that Vishnu Dutas will come to protect him? No. But Vishnu Dutas are very merciful. They are always waiting. When somebody will call the name of their Lord, and at the speed of mind, immediately they are there in all dangerous conditions in this material world. They don't need an airplane. They have a transcendental body. They can go anywhere in the universe in one shan means a part of one moment. They can travel, they can arrive anywhere within this universe because they have a spiritual body. Yamraj says they even protect the devotees from my jurisdiction. So does that mean that Yamraj harasses the devotees that he that Vishnu Dutas protect from his hands? No, Vishnu Dutas, he does not have the power. This was a mistake, happened only once, that by mistake he is telling his servants that it is my mistake. And today it has been proven that even from my mistakes, Vishnu Dutas will protect the devotees. This is why they wander around. The pure devotees of Lord Vishnu may rest assured of the Lord's protection. And as long as they are in this material world, they should fully engage in devotional service by preaching the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna, namely the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. One should never fear. Here this is spoken very clearly by Sukadeva Goswami. And those persons who claim themselves to be God, they will be beaten even more by the Yamadutas. So for us devotees, it is of great assurance that the Lord in our hearts, He protects us from ignorance, and His parshads, His dutas, they protect us from all dangers in this material world. So why should the devotees worry? We should never worry what will happen to us in any dangerous situation of this material world. Hare Krishna. So when he said that Vishnu Dutas wander around this world, they are the ones who came to protect Ajamil. So now Yamadutas are asking, if they are to protect the devotees, why did they come to protect this sinful person?